We know that art can have a profound impact on people's lives. Studies have shown how nursing home patients transform when they are given iPods with music from their youth, how young people who participate in the arts outperform their peers, how dancing is good for your brain. Hospitality House, a nonprofit addressing homelessness and poverty in San Francisco's Tenderloin, has provided a free-of-charge fine arts studio to the neighborhood's residents since 1969. On Friday, May 8th, Hospitality House celebrates the 30th anniversary of its annual art auction, which supports their community arts program. I talked with Ivan Vera, Hospitality House's Community Arts Program Manager, and Ira Watkins, one of the artist honorees at the upcoming event.
The Community Arts Program is a creative drop-in center. Like all the other components of Hospitality House, we want to give people a place to go to get off the street. The arts program particularly is a place for creative people to come and have access to materials or even how to get this idea out of my head into a t-shirt. The staff there facilitates that process. They could do anything from drawing, painting, silk screening, ceramics, airbrush, digital manipulations in the computer.
In 2010, the community arts program moved from Turk Street to Market and Sixth Streets, just below the highly respected Luggage Store Gallery.
Well, our move to Market Street was supposed to be temporary only, while the building on Leavenworth was being renovated, the place where we've been at since 1969. But being on Market Street has provided us a much larger visibility, and the impact has been so amazing that we made every effort possible to make that a permanent location. Sales quadrupled, and that money is 100% money that goes to the artist's pockets.
My first drawing that I sold, believe it or not, it was a lady, she came and asked me, do you know if anyone in here can get someone to sketch a little sketch for me?
That's Ira Watkins, one of CAP's longtime participants.
I said, all depends on what you want. She want a little old pool about this size. I said, well, let me see what you have. I end up sketching, oh, this is just perfect. What I owe you? I said, you don't owe me anything. Cause to me, it was just some simple stuff, like a line drawing. Oh, no, let me tell you right now, you can't do art free. She went up the street. She said, I'll be back in a few days. I forgot all about the lady. Two or three days later, I was going to where I used to live. And I see her across the street, so I'm just stopping to speak to her. I'm across the street. She said, I'm heading to the Hospitality House now. I got something for you. And gave me $5 and change. You know, I always remember stuff like that.
Ira was born in Waco, Texas in 1941, a time he says was rough for Black people, but his parents always kept a roof over their heads and food on the table. He settled in San Francisco when he was 21 to be an artist. It was 1961. In 1967, LGBT youth flocked to San Francisco for the burgeoning queer liberation movement and the Summer of Love. But summer turned to fall, and 3,000 young people found themselves living on the streets. Hospitality House formed as a response, offering a simple drop-in space with food and respite from the streets. 2 years later, Hospitality House started the Community Arts Program. By the late 70s, Ira was smoking crack, but art was still on his mind. His friend told him there was a place downtown that would give him art supplies. Eventually, Ira walked into Hospitality House.
I've been drawing and painting all my life, but when I came to the program, it's like changing from an amateur to a professional. You know, like you start getting paid for your work. That's my interpretation of a professional person.
Are there other ways that the community arts program helped you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By me working at the Hospitality House, I made different connection with different galleries and everything, because I used to be like the error boy to carry mail to these different galleries and things for them, although they paid me for each delivery $5. One time I walked into a place in Richmond, California, looking at the art. First thing came out the latest mouth, did you come to see about the job? I said, yeah, if it's art related. I stayed there 10 and a half years. I always tell people, it's like I have a paintbrush and things, like I have them here right now, believe it or not, that I carry around with me, and I tell them, this here done opened plenty of doors for me. I'm an eighth grade dropout, and I done been in avenues with different people. They never really even spoke to me. You know, I mean, like at one time, the president of the Bank of San Francisco, you got to have $10,000 or $20,000 just to deposit money, open up an account there. I'd be going down the street, hey, Ira, you know, stuff like this here. So I tell people, this here opened plenty of doors for me. You know, like you hear about opportunities knocking, you just have to step through the door. Well, that's what happened in my case. I stepped through the door of hospitality house. My whole life changed. Yeah, I used to hang out in the streets like everyone else.
One of the things that poverty does, it really stifles feelings of self-esteem, well-being. So we try to go at that root level and tap into the creative aspect of somebody. If you could make, by making art, we can make you feel great about yourself, great about like your talent and everything. That's the holistic approach that we take at Hospitality House, trying to heal through tapping into those feelings of well-being, to bring them back out and try to foster the creativity that usually gets trampled by poverty. The agency at large takes the same model with a lot of different resources as well, whether it be free massages, like case management, free therapy, opportunity to other events that are culturally enriching as well. Like on Friday, we took 50 people to the Ai Weiwei in Alcatraz. And this is something our clients would not have access to. They would not afford a $40 ferry ride. So the experience for them was transformative and really amazing. So we look for opportunities like that to provide them a richer life. And I think art tends to do that at a very grassroots level. You know, sometimes people don't come and they're undergoing a lot of stress and trauma, and they put that away during the time that they're making art, because their brain and the hand for that time that they're making art are focused at one task and one task only. So everything else dissipates. The more that we keep that connection alive, the more we tend to heal and make people feel better.
For 30 years, one of the ways Hospitality House has supported the community arts program is through its lively art auction. With support from esteemed galleries like White Walls, Raina Branston, and Andrea Schwartz, there's work for sale by street artist Jeremy Novi, known for his koi fish, Chad Hasegawa, known for his bears, and an etching by Enrique Chagoya of the UC Davis pepper spray incident. Work by CAP artists is also for sale.
One year I had a picture to auction off at the Hospitality House for $1,500. I didn't have a dime in my pocket. At that time, you donated pictures to the program to raise funds. I went and talked to them, told them, we need to change this system. Which they did.
And as Ira said, he probably was the one person influential in changing the way we did the auction. Our auction, since a lot of our clients, our artists are poor, we give them back up to 25% of the sale proceeds.
Well, and I think it's really important because a lot of times people will say like, well, that organization has a lot of money. But when you're a nonprofit, certain dollars are dedicated to certain things. So like an institution may have money for a housing program, but they have to come up with other money for the arts program.
Right. So unfortunately, we're kind of in a gray area where we're sometimes a little too art oriented for human service grants. And sometimes for a little to human service for art grants. A lot of our money comes from the Department of Public Health, and that helps have a roof over our head, pays a lot of the salary and the basics. The auction itself funds a lot of the other things that we don't have grant money for.
Is there anything that either of you wants to say in closing?
I'm glad that the program exists because it gives people a place to go and they can focus on something that, you know, they don't have to pay to come in. You don't have to pay for your supplies. And in the Bay Area, I'm telling how many people know about the Hospitality House. By being connected with the Hospitality House, you have access to these people that you never would have otherwise.
I would like to extend an invitation to anybody that's curious about the art program or the organization itself to come and visit us and see it at work and what it does for people. We're very low threshold and welcome everybody. And a lot of people get bitten by the bug and end up volunteering and being a part of the organization from seeing the impact that it has on the neighborhood residents and the homeless people.